That is the real band there. It's not one of those mock CDs. That is the Auburn band actually performing there. That came from Auburn University. Yes, it is. I was there with my tape recorder.
I can see my wife back there now rocking with the flag. She still does that every so often, yeah. Rocking with that flag. And I have to just calm her down. She's a little crazy.
Time to suit up.
Ron Stallworth, former Auburn Tiger. Been on the air with us before. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
All right, guys. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. You know, 85 through 88, your playing days at Auburn, you were 3-1 against the Tide. It's tough to describe, I'm sure, but what is it like getting ready for this game? And obviously, you never got to play it on your home campus field there. You played all those games in Birmingham.
Correct. I don't know. I think, in a way, you kind of miss out on something, too, though, by not going to Birmingham, because even though that was considered a neutral site, which we knew it wasn't because Alabama played there a few times a year. It was a little bit, I think, somewhat of a different atmosphere. I guess going into the game, you always recognize that as being the last game of the season. So it was always a time to kind of salvage the season if you weren't where you thought you ought to be, or at least a chance to, I guess, have bragging rights for the next 12 months here in the state of Alabama.
Do you think we should ever try to get a 50-50 split? Obviously, I don't think that's ever going to happen again, but do you miss that at all since you were part of it?
Well, in some ways you miss it, but in another way, I think from a financial standpoint, of course, Auburn and Tuscaloosa benefits greatly for it. I think Birmingham finally realized how much that game brought to the city in revenue. Just look at Legion Field since they stopped doing the game there. Matter of fact, I was up there a few weeks ago, and Legion Field looks like a totally different field now.
Yeah. You grew up in Pensacola. Did you grow up pulling for Auburn?
No, I had no idea where Auburn was until...
It's in Georgia, wasn't it?
Gosh, I tell you what, I wasn't really a sports fan growing up. And I probably, first time I heard about Auburn, I was probably freshman in high school.
What led you to Auburn?
Well, actually, my high school coach, I didn't know this till probably 5 or 10 years ago. My high school coach knew some of the assistant coaches there, and they were recruiting a guy who came to Auburn as a tight end, and they kind of spotted me as growing up and basically green as grass in the game of football and just kind of watched me develop.
I'm wondering, since you were a Floridian and you did not grow up in the state of Alabama, you didn't pull for Auburn, Alabama coming up, we hear that talk, well, it doesn't mean as much to those players. Well, you stepped on the field and played in many of those games. Do you buy all that talk?
Well, I think what you got to understand, you kind of figure out after a while, after when you've been recruited, one of the first things you hear them say, now, you got to beat Alabama. And you're like going, wait a minute, what are you talking about? And then you kind of figure out, I think what goes into this game is that you look at tradition more than anything else, that you look back, you know, there were so many years that Alabama just dominated this series and the success they've had over in Tuscaloosa. And when they do very well in Tuscaloosa and Auburn does well, and, of course, for the Tigers, it's just kind of a culmination. I don't think they get as much – seem like the fans don't get as much enjoyment out of it if one team is having a mediocre season and one team is having a great season unless they upset each other.
Is it bitter? You played on the field You know a lot of the same guys you played with probably coming up, but is it you hate the other guys?
No, I think it's more bitter in the stands and out there in the tailgates than anywhere.